This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly, truly being involved and engaged. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me some money. That's right. Click on Patreon, and on Patreon, you can become a member of the Inside Club. I need to update that a little bit. but at least it'll help. You know, it helped the show to grow, to move out to more markets, and for me to buy new shirts. Seriously. It is what you want. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. So anything you can do, I mean, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show. You know, you could read and respond to some of those things. It would be great, too. And again, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. All right, so the fight doesn't stop. And Doug Giles is going to join me after the first break. And I'm not even going to talk about the constant attack against conservatives on social media, but the constant attack against Christians on social media. And I don't mean by others that are ignorant and are okay with hate. I mean social media's attack. Those platforms, how they attack Christianity by pulling down, stories, posts, whatever. I wonder if they do that to the other groups as well. You know, it's interesting. Louis Farrakhan put up an anti-Semite comment today, and they did nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. They said it was fine. It just never stops. Like I said. But speaking of it never stopping, Representative Gerald Nadler out of New York, obviously a Democrat, he's committed. If the Democrat, and this is the reason why you want to make sure that the Democrats don't take over the Senate, because I'm telling you, the only thing they're going to do is, if the Dems get the Senate and the Congress, the only thing they're going to do 24/7 for the next 2 years is say no and fight everything that Trump does, every single thing. And if you think that everything he does is wrong and bad and terrible, Then you're not an American. You're a partyite. I know they call them ideologues. I'm going to call you a partyite. I mean, if you really feel that your party has every answer to every issue all the time, and they are the best for the job no matter what, you're the problem. I mean that sincerely, because I don't believe that. I mean, seriously, look. Take an honest look at Chicago. Take an honest look at D.C. Take an honest look at California, Massachusetts, and tell me that they are performing stellarly for the people that live there, for the people that work there, for the companies that are there. And if you're honest, you're going to say no. Right? So the representative says that his only job, should the Senate take over, the Dems take over the Senate, is to go after Brett Kavanaugh and get him off of the Supreme Court. Right? Let's not do anything else. That's it. I've never seen these people with so much fervor wanting to work on people that allegedly committed sexual assault, except when it's in their own party. Did you ever notice that? The only nasty, mean, terrible people are Republicans when they're accused of sexual assault. But when a Dem is accused of sexual assault, it's like, no, can't say anything yet because we haven't done the investigation. And what's really funny is that 9.5 out of 10 times when they do the investigation, their people are clean. Our people are guilty without an investigation. What does that tell you? Come on, work it through with me here. What does that tell you? Top Democrat. I mean, I don't even know any way to get around this. Top House Democrat vows to investigate perjury, sexual assault, and more against Kavanaugh. In other words, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep looking so that we can come up empty-handed like we did with the Russia probe. We want to spend as much money as humanly possible to come up with nothing. Right? Top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee says that he'll investigate alleged perjury, sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee or Supreme Court Brett Kavanaugh. He slammed the whitewash of the probe, the FBI probe, you know, which is really funny because don't these people love the FBI? Is it like the FBI would, you notice that when the FBI is on their side, they are like God's gift to justice. When the FBI comes back and says, do you really think that if the FBI found anything, and I mean anything at all, that was out of place, that they wouldn't either, I'm sure at this point somebody would have leaked it. Why do you think the final outcome has not been leaked yet? Come on. I mean, if it was the other way around, I'm sure the Dems would tell you why. But why do you think it hasn't been leaked yet? Why? Because I think it'll point fingers. It'll show how some of the ranking Democrats, how deep and nasty and the games they played in this investigation. That's why I believe it hasn't been leaked at all. Because you know what? Everything else gets leaked. Everything else that tries to make the president look bad or Republicans, it gets leaked almost instantaneously. Nina came out and said, well, it's not something we're eager to do. Bullpuckies. Why are you talking about it then months in advance? Why have you been talking about this since April, May, June? Not just this, but other things about what you're going to investigate. You are eager to do everything you can to take this president down. Everything you can to take Republicans down. Even to the point where you're calling for violence against Republicans. How American is that? Sick. It's sad and it's sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. Doug Giles joins me after the break. Don't go for it. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gus, it's got it. Others don't.
for good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved, because that's the big deal, being engaged and involved. You know, I told you, I promised you, and I'm going to come through for you. Now, listen, I've been telling you on a regular basis. I know you think I'm just whining or crying like a sniveling little slob, but I'm not. This is true. You know, conservatives have been on the attack for years. I mean, for years we've all known it. We've all seen it. We've all been attacked by it. I told you guys, I think it was close to 2 years ago, we were reaching almost 300,000 people an hour, per hour of the show on Facebook. Now we struggle to get 5,000 or 6,000, or 7,000 people. As of late, if I get to 1,000, we're pretty excited about it. But nobody's been hit harder than a bunch of conservative you know, commentators, conservative hosts, and when I say hosts, I mean people who have websites and do blogs and that kind of stuff, then people affiliated with Liberty Alliance, and I've talked about them a half a dozen times. But I've got Doug Giles on the line with me. He's the founder of Clash Daily, and he's also the author. He's an author and artist, and his last book, The Pussification, The Feminization of the American Male. I mean, like, no kidding, right? Doug, glad to have you with me.
Joe, how you doing, big dog?
Always good. Always, and when I know I got guys like you fighting next to me, always good. Hey, let's take the people through. Now, you know, Zuckerberg did a whole thing in front of Congress, how they don't block any kind of speech. The only speech they block is hate speech, and, you know, everybody has their say. And when you and I got done throwing up, what ultimately ended up happening to you?
Yeah, well, unless one of your listeners has been living under a rock, Facebook deplatformed, 800-plus publishers,
yep,
and pages last Thursday, October 11th. And when we got our notification, I belly laughed because here's what they said. It says, your page has been unpublished for misleading behavior. Joe, WTF, what is that? Such as being, listen, it gets even more lovely. Such as being administered by a fake account or misleading users, which, you know, me, man, that's what I'm all about.
That's right.
Or violating Facebook spam policies. This goes against Facebook's page tabs and Facebook's community tabs. Now, here's how I answered them, Joe.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah.
This Clash Daily engages. I sent this back to the numbnuts over there in Silicon Valley. I said, so Clash Daily engages in misleading users, and I'm like, yeah, right. Clash Daily, bro. I don't know if your listeners follow my site. We don't deal in subtleties and deceit. We're a hard-charging, patriotic mosh pit that loves freedom, family, and the flag. And we don't mind challenging them that don't with this thing called truth that's mixed liberally with an irreverent sense of humor. We have a no BS news reporting. We have op-eds, Joe, that has garnered 230 million page views in the last few years. And I guess if they define misleading users as making them free-thinking people versus punch-drunk, Kool-Aid-drinking Antifa clowns, then I'm guilty.
Well, see, obviously, Doug, you're reaching those low IQ, low information voters that are just following Trump because they love all that hate speech he puts out there. And you push that, don't you, Doug? That's in their mind, right?
Well, if you're a fragile little fair-skinned, dainty liberal who can you imagine this, Joe? Look, I grew up a little after the hippie movement. My brother was into the the 60s heavy. I never wanted to be, when I was little, I didn't say, when I grow up, I want to be a Republican dork. I want to wear a blue jacket. I want to wear a red tie. And I want to get fat and wear big old khaki stretch pants and just be a fundamentalist.
You've seen my picture, huh, Doug?
No, I haven't. But listen, I know liberals, it's like we don't want to be a dork, like these Republicans. But liberal, and I doubt any of them are listening to your show. But anyway, in the chance that they are, if I was a liberal, man, and my leaders and those who supposedly represent me on in the media and in social media and the big tech platforms and stuff, if they were so fragile, man, that they cannot stand robust debate, if they can't stand memes, if they can't handle policy challenges and some other rivaling opinion, if that was who I was under in regards to following their lead, dude, I'd bail out. I would seriously consider libertarianism, conservatism, because I don't ever want to be a part of such a frail worldview that I can't have it robustly challenged wherever it goes.
Well, look, you know, you and I kind of probably grew up the same way. I mean, my dad was kind of, you fell, great, get up, let's get going. Because, you know, you got to push through stuff. You got to learn how to make things happen. And they don't. It's gotten to the point now, any conversation you have with them, if they simply feel bad, if they feel, you know, we got all this feeling crap that came out of the 70s, if you feel bad, or if you feel or perceive somebody is attacking you verbally, you get to they don't even get to fight back. Some of them yell back. Some of them get violent. Some of them curl up in a ball and they're looking for their little fluffy toy to stroke. That's what we've raised. That's what we've brought about, isn't it?
No, it's pathetic, man. And you know what's it's weird. Again, I get guys like you and I who've been in the ring, throwing punches day in, day out, 24/7, publishing like there's no tomorrow. And but comedians, man, when I'm doing my art, if people want to check it out, I've got to do a shameless self plug. Go to Doug Giles.art. But I'm doing some painting and stuff. And trying to find my groove. I've got huge commissions lined up all the way through 2019. Doing a lot of Trump stuff. It's funny as hell. Anyway, I'm listening to the podcast, and I think there's a Rubin Report, and I can't remember the comedian. It was Owen somebody, and they're talking about the debacle of this insane political correctness has brought to their livelihood, man. They can't tell jokes anymore because people stop them mid-joke. They're not even finished fleshing the thing out. They're just setting up the punch, you know, and all of a sudden people will stand up and protest and walk out, in addition to that, not only will they protest and walk out without him even finishing the damn joke, then they will campaign universities where he was doing gigs, like University of Connecticut, cost him $7,500 because some dipstick in the crowd got wrapped around an axle because he didn't understand where Owen was going with this joke, and he just turned, automatically into this offended, melted snowflake.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, more with a snowflake fighter right after this. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see on the Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The debate is heating up in Congress over the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi and whether sanctions are warranted against Saudi Arabia.
I think he's dead, and I think the Saudis killed him.
Republican Senator John Kennedy.
That doesn't mean we have to blow up the Middle East. Some of my colleagues say, well, that's it. You know, we're going to cut Saudi Arabia off like a dead stump. That's magical thinking, masquerading as policy.
Reserving judgment, the president says he's waiting on a report from the Secretary of State, who this week visited Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
Mike Pompeo's coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
But departing Istanbul, Mike Pompeo told reporters he's relying on the Saudis to determine what happened.
They're going to do an investigation. And when the investigation comes out, we'll evaluate it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. My guest, Doug Giles. You know, seriously, we need to get to the bottom of what's going on. We need to be able to push back and get to the bottom of this attack on conservatives, attack on Christians, and more. You know, we do regular shows on the attack on religion, attack on Christians. Hasn't gone away. It's still there. You're just not paying attention as much as you used to. The attack on conservatives hasn't quit either. You know, some of you guys, when President Trump came in, some of you guys who thought that he was going to wave this magic wand and everything was going to go back to normal or go back to our side, you have to support him. You have to help him. If you don't believe me, look what's happening now in Congress. For those of you who are sitting around and thinking as conservatives do, well, we've got the right, you know, we've got the right stuff. We've got the right content. We'll win. No, we won't. If you don't get off your butt and you don't help candidates in your area get elected, we won't win. And we're going to be going to the same crap for two more years. And God forbid they get to Congress. All the president is going to be doing is fighting them for two solid years. Don't let that happen. Doug Giles joins me. He's the founder of ClashDaily.com. He's an author and an artist, and his book, Pussification, The Feminization of the American Male. And listen, great having you with me, Doug. I appreciate it.
Joe, let me, and thanks for having me on, buddy. Let's go back and revisit what the sassy headship over there, I'm talking about the Sanhedrin in Silicon Valley, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Go for it.
So they accused Clash of misleading behavior, and I talked about how, you know, we don't do this, and they said that our page is administered by a fake account. Now listen to this, man. I don't know if your pages were, but first of all, that's a flippin' joke. Our admin peeps, me included, had to double verify to log in, where the normal Joes, they go in and they just like type their email, password, or phone number, and boom, they're in.
Right.
Now, I've got to wait for Facebook to generate a code, six-digit code that I then type into, because our page is so powerful. They have our freaking driver's license.
Yep.
Facebook had to verify that I was indeed Doug Giles, not a zit-faced, not a zit-faced content farmer from Macedonia. So they went through this lugubrious process of blue checking, approving me. They did all that stuff. They know who it is. They knew who I am. They got my ID. They got all of our staff's ID, and all of a sudden, we're running a fake account.
Yep.
That's complete, uncut, China white horse, you know what, Joe.
Yep. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I told you off air, and my listeners know I'm running for office again, and so I went to run a political ad, and I wasn't thinking, really. I lost my mind for a moment, and they turned me down, so they said, you have to go through this process. And I said, okay, I don't want to, but I want to run those ads, so I'll go through the process. So 2.5 weeks later, almost 3 weeks, I get approved to run ads. I go, great, got a whole bunch lined up, ready to go. But I'm smart enough because I've been, you know, you've been bit before, you know how to do this. So I send one ad, and the ad gets rejected. Then I send another ad. The ad gets rejected, says it was some kind of TOC violation, right? You going to read the 600 pages they got? Because I'm not. So I do the third one. I switch it up a little bit, and they said, you're not approved for political ads. And I'm going, sweet Jesus, I have your letter. I have your email. So I fought that one. 48 hours later, they released the account. And I just, now think about that. 5 weeks into this, I finally get to start sending ads out. 5 weeks. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
They, you know, and they got you. Where else are you going to go right now?
Well, here's how you get your ad going, man. You should have consulted with me. Get fake breasts as a man. Try to go to, Chico's, the clothing for big girls. Get you a nice poncho and some of Bruce Jenner's 14-inch stilettos. And, dude, if you started hoofing around in that stuff and putting pictures like that on Facebook and talking about free candy and entitlements, it wouldn't have lasted 5 weeks.
No.
Man, you'd be on in 5 hours and you're kicking butt, man, and you're getting the seat. The school board. The problem is that you believe in American exceptionalism and that we're, you know, a grand experiment in self-governance and that we have this thing called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that we're governed by. And ergo, you can't play on social media platforms anymore. And here's the thing, man. And, Joe, you might be correcting me later because I might end up eating crow. I'm relieved. I'm relieved Facebook kicked us off. It was like dating some neurotic, bipolar, chain-smoking chick you could never please with whatever you do. Whatever hoop you jump through, it's not enough. And you know what's funny, man? Because I know there's a lot of sad stories, and I'm not trying to be insensitive at all. Our traffic has not gone down one bit. Not one little hiccup. Talk to Jared. It hadn't been hit at all.
Wow.
And I was ready, you know, for the apocalypse and stuff. And I got to thank our readers and our subscribers, man. They came, you know.
You got workers.
To help.
Listen, your people, my people are going to think I'm making fun of them. I'm not. But, you know, we went, and I know you got way bigger numbers than I do, but, you know, we went from $1.5 million a month down to struggling to get 70,000 on our website a month, okay? And found out that, you know, we went in and had to make some changes to the back end of the site, and we were able to get the traffic up a little bit. Same thing on the Facebook page. We found that little, it's not a glitch. I don't care what they tell you. I was a programmer for years. It's not a glitch. You know, in a little area when you're looking for it, it says your last post was in 1949, and that shows your site as being inactive. And when it's inactive, it won't send out notices when you do things, all right? So we've seen all this crap happening, too, as well. But you guys, we didn't get wiped out. We just got extremely blocked. But you guys actually got wiped off the planet, so to speak.
Wait a minute.
What are they afraid of, Doug? If you're telling lies, if you're being if you don't have the truth and they do, what are they afraid of? Doesn't the truth always prevail?
Well, the thing that I dig about this is that you know, the size of your enemy determines the size of your destiny and your purpose. I mean, you look at King David. I hate to mention the Bible because I know it's a very
we don't do that on this show. No,
and it's gonna light up some liberal. You know, it's like, you know, the Virgin Mary never happened or anything, something like that. But anyway, say that the Bible's not true, and it's just a collection of great stories. In the narrative of David and Goliath, the presence of Goliath's wrath and his challenge to David, I'm going to feed your flesh, you know, to the birds of the birds of the sky, was David's graduation point. Here's something that conservatives got to know, and I'm not being insensitive, because I'm part and parcel of this crunch that has come, is that just because the enemy's attacking you, A, doesn't mean that they're going to win in the end.
Amen.
And I had an interview with a Gateway Pundit, man, and they're like, what are you going to do? It's like, look, the pendulum's, you know, at an apex right now, and it's in favor from a social media standpoint for the lovelies on the left. But that bad boy's swinging back, and if you can stay in the game,
that's right,
and if you can not curl up in the fetal position, what's your big conservative diaper, it's coming back. And there's going to be hay to be made. And so, you know, Goliath's presence was David's promotion. And when Zuckerberg and all these other people attack, you know, guys like us, it means you're being promoted. If you field it right, and if you see that the obstacle, as Marcus Aurelius said, is the way. If not, you know, you could be devastated.
You know, you bring up the Bible, and I beat on my Christian friends all the time and my listeners, because I go, look, guys, if you don't stick up for us, nobody's going to. I don't expect heathens. I don't expect godless people who don't believe anywhere near how you and I believe. They're going to come to my rescue. You know, what would you say to those that say they believe in God, say they believe in the Bible, believe in Scripture, and then they hide from this stuff? You know, they're great Facebook warriors, but they won't actually come out and do anything to help you. What do you say to them?
Oh, Joe, keep it clean. I can't cuss on radio. Why you bait me in, man? You're going to have me say some blue word, and then everybody else is going to be attacking me.
Oh, that's a good
thing. I would say that they're you know, they're an embarrassment to the moniker that they dwell under. If you call yourself a Christian and you're a coward, and you're not public and vocal about, you know, standing up for righteous causes, then I'll have you know that we've got a totemic view of sin, and evangelicalism, Catholicism's had it for a long time. But we think, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey, you know, being a Caitlyn Jenner, all that's of the devil. Well, you know, in Revelation 21, I believe it's verse 8, well, I'm pretty certain, God says that all liars and adulterers and... Joe, cowards.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they're...
I'm good with the cowards part. I don't know about the rest of you. Anyway, I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. More Giles after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 2084, 800-511-2084.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get back to Giles. I don't want you to miss seconds of anything he has to say. You got to engage. You got to get involved. When I say engage, it doesn't mean hop up on Facebook and start typing like a nut job. That means find out who's running in your area. Find out who you can get behind. Find out what they stand for. And then get off your butt and go out. Do a little walking. All of us could lose a few pounds. Get out there and do a little walking for them. Maybe some phone calls. You're not a phone-calling type of person. Maybe send some emails around. Let people know what you know about that candidate. And don't, I don't want to eat up Doug's time, but I got to tell you guys, do not support somebody because it's your uncle's second cousin's brother. You know what I'm saying to me? Just because you think he's a nice guy because 4 people have told you that you don't even know, that doesn't mean they know what they're doing, and it doesn't mean they're going to stand up for you. How many people have we sent to... You said, see, got me started, Doug, and I wouldn't even go down this road. You send these people to the local school boards, you send them to the local city councils, then you send them to the, as a state senator, then you put them in Congress, and all that time they've done jack. You've done nothing but complain about them. You know what? You get what you deserve. Anyway, Doug Giles joins me. He's the founder of ClashDaily.com. He's an author and artist, has book, Pussification, the Feminization of the American Male. Gotta love it. Doug, thanks for being with me.
Joe's on fire, man. Hey, I forgot how fun your show is. You got to have me back more often.
I will. Yeah, you know what? If we can't lay it out there, then I'm not doing this. I'll go become a janitor. I'll probably have more fun doing that. So,
but, no, let's drive it till it quits, man. The wheels come off. And
listen,
we just explode into a wall or something.
You don't. Not many people know this about me, but I haven't flown in a while, but I'm a helicopter pilot. I have my commercial pilot's license. And I was taught by a guy that flew in the air cavalry in Nam. And whenever we would do some of the emergency maneuvers, he'd always say, I can't say it on the radio, but basically what he would say to me is, I don't give a blankety blank. If you see those blades go flying past you, you fly this thing into the ground. You got it?
Drive it till it quits.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, you didn't know what else to say to him. So listen, back to the Christians and how we're supposed to be fine. Can you imagine if Jesus didn't like all the nasties people were saying about him when he was walking around? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine him giving up because it was a little too tough? You know, Father, I want you to take this cup from me, and if you don't take it, I'm just going to leave it here anyway because this is just uncomfortable for me. I mean, can you imagine if he did that?
I've got a chapter in my book, Pussification, the Feminization of the American Male, where it's a... It's an exposition of the entire book of Matthew where I took a brand new Bible. I've worn out a bunch of them. I used to be in the ministry. I know my Catholic brothers think that I have the soul of a heretic, and my evangelical brothers think that I have stevedore. But anyway, I'm a Christian, and I've read the Bible a bunch, man. But I took a brand new Bible, Joe, and it was like that hadn't been highlighted, marked up, or anything. It's like, I'm going to go through the book of Matthew, just Matthew, not Mark, Luke, and John, but I'm just going to focus on Matthew and all the masculine stuff that Jesus did. And I'm telling you what, man, not only was Jesus a hate-seeking missile of any kind of bad politico or policy or bad priest or bad stupid mindset in regards to what it means to be close to God, he would go to dinners and purposely ruin the whole thing. You know, see, you get the Pharisees and they're lining up. It's like, we wash our hands before we eat. And Jesus is like, hey, boys, rub your hands in mud and then grab a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken and let's blow their frickin' mind and show them it's not what goes into you that defiles you, it's what comes out of you that defiles you.
Yeah. Now, listen.
That's who we're following, man. You went on a rant. I'm going to go on a rant. People forget that he was a 30-year-old ticked off young man who was kicking up dust in the mean streets of Galilee, and they didn't crucify him for some kind of Garrison Keillor stories or being some squinty-eyed Joel Osteen. He blasted them. In his first message, you look at Luke chapter 4, they tried to throw his ass off a cliff, man. He wasn't getting high honorariums. He wasn't getting Rolexes. He wasn't flying first class. He lasted 3 years, and they're just like, we got to kill him because he's talking way too much truth, and like Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, the general population couldn't handle the truth, especially the politicians and the clergy.
Oh, hey, listen, my guys get mad at me because I always paint Jesus this kind of the same way as you do. So I said, look, when he was on the ship and it was being thrown all around the place, the apostles were like freaking out. Do you really believe that he got up and he said, oh, come on, guys, really? All right, peace be still. Do you really? No, he got up and he said, what is wrong with you people? You've seen me do all these things. Yeah, and you're worried about a little storm, right? Puts the storm to rest. And I can see him just going back down, laying down, throwing a blanket over, and all of them sitting there scratching their heads going, oh, my God, what do we do now?
Yeah, this guy's in another realm, man. This guy's in another. That's why when Peter, in John 6, when everybody's like, hey, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, and they're like, I don't know if I can do that. That sounds like cannibalism. And then Peter's scratching his head. It's like, dude, you just ran off all your disciples. And Jesus said, you want to go too? And Peter's like, no, man, you've jacked my brain so up right now, I don't know where I'm going to go.
Well, that's what
Christ was a light. I guarantee Jesus wouldn't be invited to speak in churches nowadays. I guarantee if you were to put his resume and put make up a name like Swimming Morquat or something like that and submit it to whatever church we're talking about in Yummy America, that they'd say, oh, no, he causes too much controversy. Demons are flying out. People are getting angry and they're wanting to kill him. We can't have that, you know.
You know, I tell people, I call James the drill sergeant, Okay, God's drill sergeant. I mean, what does he say? I mean, you go through the book of James, and he just lays it out right in front of you.
It's glorious.
It actually probably is my favorite book in the Bible, right? And when people call me a lightning rod, I go, like, well, praise God. You know what that tells me? Because it tells me you're paying attention because I'm saying stuff that you're uncomfortable with.
You know what they used to call James and John? They had nicknames, Sons of Thunder. Now you look at most preachers that are on television, they're sons of soap. They're sons of they could be sons of you know what. But they're not sons of thunder. They're not people that scare the crap out of folks and they rock up. And I'm telling you, man, what America needs right here and right now, and I think Trump is serving from a legislative standpoint, from a presidential standpoint, a prophetic lightning rod to, hey, everybody out there, it's okay to be ballsy. It's okay to be bold. It's okay to blast stupidity. You don't have to be timid. You don't have to hide in the shadow and be a little hashtag warrior. Stand up, confront them, and watch them bow and kiss your ring.
Yeah. No, they do. You're exactly right there. A friend of mine calls it being a paper tiger, right? I mean, you get in there, and when you start pushing, and this is why they back out. This is why they run away, because they're not used to. Look, I was doing regular hits on CNN. The problem they had with me was I wasn't a regular commentator. I would say to them, all right, so you were okay with Keith Ellison, okay? He was accused. A woman's lips opened up and said, he hit me. You didn't believe her, yet Kavanaugh's guilty. I think that that's hypocritical. I think that that's just you got something chemical imbalance between your ears. Apparently that doesn't go over well.
You're a bigot and you hate Islam. So there you go, man.
I hate everybody. I'm good with that. I'm good.
Now they've got an answer for anybody who hits them. But again, you know, like Christ, like John the Baptist, the prophets were just glorious. If you look at Elijah in particular, I mean, he perfected sarcasm and just brutal retorts, you know, to all the scared prophets that are living in caves at the behest of Jezebel and Ahab included. And he was just like, no rain. And, hey, call on your God. Let's see whose God is God. Call on Baal. Call on Jehovah. We'll see who throws down.
You know what I'd love to do? I wish God, I pray for God to anoint me to write the Message Bible version 2. Okay, and I would write it in the style of Mystery Science Theater 3000. All right,
you gotta let me co-author it with you, though, man.
So you see where I'm going with that? It's like we have painted Jesus as this fierce-skinned, you know, long blonde-haired guy that went around and was so nice.
They've turned him into a gelded, bearded lady, man, who does feminine hygiene commercials and soft focus.
Yeah,
no. I mean, it's pathetic. We don't know that 30-year-old angry rebel in Galilee. And if people think that I'm nuts, Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, who were too close to the Christian faith, they had enough sense and they could read reason where they said, you know, if you're really going to, if you want to please God, then you know what? Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Yeah.
And that was Thomas Jefferson's moniker. He's a deist, you know?
Oh, yeah, listen, you can go through every one of those guys and see that every one of them had a love and a passion for Christianity, whether they totally bought into it or not. But even so, you know, you tell these people, we got like a minute left. I hate this. Anyway, you know, Doug, tell people where they can get your book, where they can find out more about you. ClashDaily.com is one of many places they can find you at, correct?
Yeah, ClashDaily.com is my main stomping grounds. And, hey, guys, we're moving to MeWe, and we're saying adios, muchachos, to Facebook. And we've already got a little crowd going, man, in the last 3 days. And, Joe, thank you for having me on, and stay rowdy, brother.
Yeah, I ain't quitting until the heart guy is. It's not going to happen. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope you enjoyed that. I mean, I love that guy. You got to go check out his website. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to have a smorgasbord of crazy stories for you. We'll be right back.